And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. As Israeli tanks and soldiers to continue to terrify and murder civilians in occupied Palestine, perhaps the most the group most affected are Palestinian children. In the West Bank city of Bethlehem, where Israeli invasions have destroyed many homes and businesses, Palestinians are afraid to walk on the streets, let alone send their kids to school. But there are strong movements within the Palestinian community towards a better world for their children. Hope Flowers School in Bethlehem has an educational philosophy dedicated to peace and justice for both Palestinian and Israeli children, and is regarded worldwide as a model for teaching young people the value of conflict resolution, peace, community building, and nonviolence. The school is in a financial crisis as the West Bank continues to be attacked by Israeli forces. With us to discuss the Hope Flower School is Ibrahim Issa. Issa is the school's projects coordinator, and he's here in the Bay Area tonight to raise funds for Hope Flower School. I want to thank you for coming in and being with us on Flashpoints.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, it's great to have you. Why don't you begin by talking a little bit about what is unique about this school, Hope Flower School in Bethlehem?
As you just mentioned, the Hope Flowers School is a Palestinian school established in 1984, and it adopts an educational philosophy dedicated for peace and democracy. And we have a unique peace program and cooperation with Israeli schools.
So, we'll talk a little bit more about the educational philosophy. What is it that you try and add to in this context?
The school aiming to create a new Palestinian and Israeli generation who believes in peace, coexistence, and respecting the rights of the others. And the way to create that, we saw it in working with the children, with both Palestinians and Israelis.
And where do the students come from to be a part of the school?
The students are Palestinians coming from the refugee camps and villages around the school, but also the school had exchange programs with Israeli schools in which Israeli students used to come daily to the Hope Flowers School.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the children, about the kids, and the problems that they have coming to school. Why don't you talk about the multiple struggles that are facing both the school and the kids who are trying to come to it?
There are a lot of problems actually facing the school, especially in the last 3 years. The first problem and the most difficult one is the road closures imposed by the Israeli army on the Palestinian villages and cities. A lot of our students left the school and became unable to reach the school. From 500 students before the Intifada, now we have only 120 students. The second problem is also caused by this road closure. We became unable to contact and to organize exchange programs with Israeli schools because the Israeli army won't allow us and won't issue permits for our school to go for Israeli areas and to meet with Israeli children. And also as consequence for the road closure, a lot of parents lost their income resources, and the school since 3 years is totally depending on donations by friends all over the world.
Talk a little bit about the trauma that you see, the kinds of wounds that are now being manifest, being experienced by kids under occupation, kids who are students in your school. What is happening to the life of the child?
The life of the children are mostly affected in emotional and psychological means. For example, a lot of our children and a lot of our students started to come to the school with lack of sleep and with nightmares and with fear and stress, psychological stress. In these circumstances, the school had also to intervene, and we provide trauma counseling for both the parents and for the students.
Say a little bit more about the actual courses. When you say there's a peace studies course, what is studied?
Actually, peace education is integrated within the school curriculum. For example, we teach Hebrew language for the purpose of promoting contact and minimizing the fear and the stereotyping within Palestinians and Israelis. Also, our students are Muslims and Christian, and we teach interfaith lessons in the school. But also, we are active in intercultural understanding, and we have international volunteers program. And we have different extracurricular activities within the school to achieve our goal for peace education.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're delighted to be talking to Ibrahim Issa. He is the projects coordinator of the Hope Flower School. This is an internationally renowned school. They're in a major struggle to keep going. And you can go to MideastWeb.org and check out the Hope Flowers tour. And why do you feel that at this juncture, particularly where we are now, the intensification of the occupation, why is the Hope Flower School particularly crucial to keep going?
It's very important because there is no alternative actually for Palestine and Israelis. It's only peace, and it should be long-lasting peace. Violence yields only violence, and this is something we are working very hard to save our children from being affiliated with violence. And we are also dreaming to create a peaceful future for both the Palestinians and Israelis.
And what, let me ask, what inside you drives you? What about this mission is important to you? How did you get into this, and why is this where you've chosen to do your work?
I'm since long years involved, so many years involved with the Hope Flowers School, since I am the son of the founder of the school. But also our need as Palestinians for peace. This is the driving force.
Tell us about the founder.
The founder is my father, Hossein Issa. He's a Palestinian refugee born in 1947, and his family land, his family properties, was confiscated in 1948, and he grew up in the Dahesh refugee camp. And through his suffering and through his need for emotional and psychological support as a child, and afterwards he became psychologist, and he recognized his needs also and the impact of the occupation on the Palestinian children, he decided to create the Hope Flowers School.
Did you go to this school?
No, I was older at that time.
You missed the chance.
Huh? I missed the chance, indeed.
Uh-huh. And how many kids go to the school?
Now 120 students, but as I mentioned, before the Intifada, they were 500 students.
Before the Intifada, there were 500, and between roadblocks and road closures and shutdowns and lockdowns.
And financial difficulties, economical difficulties.
And you're in a struggle right now for your very life in terms of finances and stuff?
Yes, yes. The school lost... was depending on the tuition fees paid by the students to cover its expenses. And since 3 years, we are totally depending on donations.
Donations, uh-huh. And again, let me tell people again, for those of you in the Bay Area, first of all, there's a website, MideastWeb.org, and then there's a click on for the Hope Flowers tour.
Yeah.
And they can also find out more information about the school itself there.
Indeed, they can find complete information about the Hope Flowers School and contact information also.
Please try and find out more about this school and this operation. Obviously, it's about the children. It's about the children everywhere. If we don't pass on some hope, if there isn't some way of thinking about these situations more peacefully, it's only going to be flames, fire, and loss.
Exactly. So peace is needed.
Peace is needed. Well, peace to you, and I want to thank you again, Ibrahim Issa. We have been speaking with the project's coordinator of the Hope Flower School that's based in Bethlehem.
You have been listening to Dennis Bernstein interview Ibrahim Issa, the project's director of the Hope Flower School near Bethlehem. To get more information about Hope Flowers, use Google and search for Orange County Middle East Peace Fund. The OCMEPF webpage has links to a flyer and to a history of the school. You can make a donation to support Hope Flowers through the Network for Good link. This audio program can be downloaded there. This program was recorded at the studios of KPFA in Berkeley, California, December 1st, 2003.